from newstalkzb.co.nz. It's Rachel Smalley.
Unemployment in the regions, as I mentioned, it soared this year, and the South Island seems to be the worst hit. Andrew Little says that's according to Statistics New Zealand. And the Labour leader says a 30% rise in those out of work in the South, he says it's the fault of the government. He says the government is sitting on its hands. Mr. Little, rather, is with me now. Hello to you, Mr. Little. What's contributed, do you think, to that level of unemployment?
Well, we know that the dairy price fall and the impact on farmers, is that's not news. That's been around for a year or so now, and it was predicted it was going to happen. So we knew that. We know that the West Coast has been a great place to be, but they've lost a lot of mining. They're losing cement works, it's having a real impact there. So, again, none of this is new. What I would have thought a government that would care about ensuring that people were in work, they'd be doing things like working with, like infrastructure projects, any roading that needed to be done, for example. And the other thing which I'm very keen on is seeing what public service jobs there are in Wellington that don't need to be in Wellington, the back office functions that can be located out to the region. Because if you put 50 or 100 public service salaries in an area like, Greymouth or Invercargill or, somewhere in the South Island, that has a huge impact on those local economies, and that stuff makes a difference.
Equally, though, that unemployment could reduce if the dairy price comes back up again as well. I mean, that is out of the government's hands, that aspect. And to relocate some of the public service, I mean, many people will tell you Wellington is already in a bit of strife. You know, if you put some of those areas in the regions, that's not going to help our capital either, is it?
Well, a city like Wellington has a range of opportunities to, grow their workforce and attract people here. And we've got a big ICT sector. We've got the movie industry. They're big generators of job opportunities. So they've already got that there. Other, some of the bigger towns and cities and the regions don't have all of those opportunities. So I think a government sort of spending its dollar wisely and understanding the impact that it can have in regional economies could make those decisions to put some of the roles and functions there.
All right, New Zealand First Bill, I want to touch on that with you. This is the bill that would require all migrants who qualified to come here under the parent reunion category to take out 10 years health insurance as a condition of that residency. This is something Winston Peters has put forward. You support it, but it looks likely to fail. The Greens don't support it. Why do you think that is? I mean, why did you support it? Why do you think the Greens oppose it?
Well, I can't explain the Greens' position. You'd have to ask them. But we thought on balance, on a sort of pragmatic view, that a lot of the people coming into the country under that category are people who have spent most of their working lives in different countries and they come over here. And great to have them here, and they reunite families and that sort of thing. But they haven't contributed to the costs of our health system. And one way of at least dealing with that is if they're required to then to take out insurance, then if they do require health care, particularly if it's the more sophisticated stuff, then that cost is covered off by their insurance as opposed to the tax base that they haven't contributed to prior to being here.
Disappointed it's not going through?
It's not an issue. We would die in the ditch over it.
Would you lobby the Greens to rethink it?
Well, it's not for us. It's not our bill. It's the New Zealand First bill. They came to us and we looked at it and heard the arguments and said, yep, okay, on this basis, we'll support it. But as I say, not a huge priority for us. It's not something we feel that we have to lobby other parties for. That's for New Zealand First.
Andrew Little, Labour leader, thank you.
From newstalkzb.co.nz, it's Rachel Smalley.